Hi guys, and welcome back to Legal Avenue Podcast. My name is Lola OJ, and I'm here with my amazing co-host, Mandy.
I thought you were not going to say something nice. Every time you come on here, you just say,
I always say something nice.
This is the first time, Lola.
Mandy.
First time.
I'm going to replay the last ones, you'll see. Come on.
You people will be our witness, but no problem. I'm not going to ask questions. No problem. Welcome, guys. Thank you for joining us once again. Lola.
Thank you for joining us again on Legal Avenue. And you already know what we do here. If you've listened to our previous episodes, we discuss everything legal and bring you up to speed on what you need to know about the laws that governs us. Of course, we also share our personal experiences and give an insight into the various industries. If you haven't, please make sure you listen to our previous episodes. On Instagram, you can follow us on Legal Avenue Podcast. On Twitter, Legal Avenue Pod. And our Facebook page is Legal Avenue Podcast. So today we're going to be talking about an interesting topic. Mandy, you're also an author, so I'm sure you'll find ways to chip in here. Yeah, we're going to we're going to be talking about being an author and how piracy can affect your work. And luckily today we have an amazing guest. I'm super excited because I know we're going to get some amazing gems from this particular individual. So we have Honorable Akin Alabi, who is also the author of How to Sell to Nigerians and Small Business Big Money, best-selling books that I've personally read. And if you haven't and you're trying to do business in Nigeria, you have to read. So welcome to our podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So should we dive straight in with the questions, or would you
dive straight in?
Okay, Mandy, you take over with the questions then.
I actually want him to give us a bit of background on the book, you know.
Which of the
author, like any of them, just you have the floor.
Well, as Lola rightly introduced me, I'm the author of How to Sell to Nigerians and Small Business Big Money. How to Sell to Nigerians is the more recent one, but Small Business Big Money has been in circulation for years, and it's a best-selling book. I've personally sold a lot of copies, and through licensed distributors. And obviously, the pirates have been there better.
Making it even more popular.
And obviously, we have How to Sell to Nigerians now, barely 1 month old. I'm not sure the pirates have gotten hold of that yet. Yeah. Someone told me, but I'm not too sure. Still direct sales from myself and from our licensed distributors for now. So it's been a good ride so far.
Yeah. All right, guys. So today we're going to talk about piracy in Nigeria, literary industry, literature, and all of that.
Yeah.
So I think talking about your book, the first question I'm going to ask is, as an author, before you released your first book, did you actually have fears? So I released a book last year, and I know if I put out the books, I had to like research. I'm a lawyer already, but I had to like make research. The only way I can ensure that this book, it was an e-book, doesn't fall in the hands of piracies or people that books, and whether I could log the book so that when you buy it, you can share it with someone else and all of that. And I realized that I wasn't lucky with that. I just had to put out a book. So the question is, did you struggle with this before you put out your book?
Well, personally, I generally don't bother about these things too much on a personal note, but that's not what I'm going to advise everybody. I'm a kind of person that I feel like if I can't control something 100%, it's not in my power. I can't bother. I keep working on how I'm going to prevent it from happening, but I won't bother myself too much. But what I generally do is, for example, when I'm putting the book together, I want to send to the proofreader, for example. I want to send to the person that's going to give me praise testimonials for the book. They need to go through it. The person that's going to write the foreword and things like that. So I need to send it to them. That's the number one fear. If I send it to these people, not that I believe they are okay people who are not going to sell my book, but anybody can be careless, anybody can have access to their phones.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
So that's the first fear. But so what I did, don't let me say what I do, what I did with How to Sell to Nigerians is that I sent only parts of the book.
Okay.
Right? So the people giving the praise, I said, you know what? I want to give praise about my new book coming up. So I'm going to send it two chapters. right? I'm going to send you 2 chapters so you have an idea of what the book is all about. I sent 2 chapters. So that's an incomplete book. I don't think anyone is going to go and publish and print an incomplete book.
No, they'll publish it with the rest of the empty pages.
No, they'll tell you this part one, part two loaded.
Yeah. And even the before I proofread it, even with all the grammatical errors and spelling errors, and before I even still change some paragraphs and maybe add 1 or 2 things and remove it, but yeah. I'll say, you get the core of what I'm trying to teach here. Yeah. This is it. So that's the first thing I put in place to make sure mm-hmm. that it doesn't leak. But there are many things that you can prevent. For example, the printers, right? You got to give them
the copy. Yeah. That's, I was always thinking about that.
Yeah, you got to give it to them, right? You got to put the editor. You got to give it to the person, and the person will take it to the press.
Yeah.
So, but all you need to do, you can only play your part.
Yeah.
So my part is to make sure the ones that I can control, I try to control it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, when I was sending it out, I shared the different chapters. So I give first chapter one.
That's another way.
Different chapters. I just read it. I make corrections. Okay, this is your area. You know this.
So no one
better.
Had the book in its entirety.
At all. I was the only person that did
at
that.
One time, yeah.
Do you understand? So our next question is, we see books in traffic, especially that someone said that how you know how serious traffic. No, how serious traffic is what they are selling. What they are selling by traffic. So some of the traffic areas, you see books, and I think I've seen one of your books.
Yeah, small business.
100%
Yes,
it's everywhere.
Traffic. So first of all, how did you feel the first time you saw that? That's the first part of the question. Secondly, how did you handle it?
Mixed feelings.
Okay.
Mixed feelings.
Exactly, good or bad?
Yeah, both. Let me talk about the good feeling. The good feeling is that, okay, they found my book worthy enough to buy it. Okay. That means people are demanding for this book.
Yeah.
People are asking for this book. And they didn't just maybe print just 100 copies. They kept printing more and more for years on end. Means people kept asking for the book. And Lagos traffic, Island, Mainland, Port Harcourt, Abuja. I was in traffic myself, and one vendor came to me with my book.
Okay, that's
epic. That actually happened a few times, right? Like, they want to sell the book to me, and I'll be like, this book, how much? This one I fake, and I say, this one I original, you know, film, you know? No, but the craziest one was, when I told the vendor, I said, look at that picture, because I put my picture
on
my
books. The cover.
And I said, look at that picture and look at me. And I was like, now you like them. I was like, yeah, it's me. And do you know what he said?
What?
If you still buy them now.
Okay, that's
I love Nigerians.
What the heck?
Number one, it's pirated. I should now still buy it. The book I wrote.
Put money in someone else's pocket.
That is going to the pirate. I can buy my book in a bookstore.
Of course, because
right?
It kind of
it's still coming back to me in a way.
It's your audacity for me. Like, he didn't even see what he did wrong.
He didn't even say sorry or run away. You still be buying now. I'm like, oh no. That's the crazy. Obviously, I had different experiences.
Yeah.
One of my friends said, he asked one of them, how is this book they sell? He said, the person, the book they sell, help us thank the, thank him for what?
All right.
Another person,
I remember my friends
asked another vendor and said, do you know this person? The person that wrote the book, does he know that you guys are selling this? He said, you don't die.
What? What? What the heck?
First of all, God forbid. Like, what?
You don't die. But,
where do we find these people? I don't even understand that.
So, there was a time my driver used to fight them.
Goodness.
In traffic. My driver would snatch it from them, put it there.
But guess what? I'm sure they'll be back.
I had about 20 copies.
They'll be back the next day.
I'm like, well, how many can you snatch, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's how I reacted. So, different scenarios, different reactions. I've had a lot of experience.
So, have you had to handle it? Like, trying to find the source of the books
being on the street? I've asked around, okay. But obviously it's a big industry.
I was just about to say, industry. I'm sure they're very organized.
It's I heard that it's so easy. What they do is that they just get one copy and throw it into a particular machine and it produces.
Yeah, but what I mean is the distribution. Like, how do they, you know what I mean? There's like, it must be quite organized in terms of
coming to that. Now, you know, we're talking about keeping the soft copy before it gets printed. Nobody actually cares about those particular pirates, those ones on the streets and the people that supply it. They actually don't care about that source document because they want only the one that has been proven to sell. They want the ones people are asking for. They're not going to invest their money to print every manuscript.
True.
Right? So it's when it's out, your book is out there and people are asking them, then they go back and say, people are asking for this particular book. Right? So I heard that they just take it and put it into a particular machine, it reproduces and they bind and they start selling. They have a massive distribution network. And that is one thing they're great at. Your books will reach where your pirated ones, obviously, where you probably never reach. You will never be able to. So why they are thriving is not even because it's pirated or because they can offer lower prices. Even if you offer cheaper prices, you still won't be able to distribute as much as them.
Yeah.
So they've got a vast distribution network from the producers to the major distributors to the vendors on the streets. The network is massive. Yeah.
Do you buy books from traffic? This is just a random question.
I've never.
Never. Yeah, I haven't either. Is it because you know they're pirated and you just don't want to feed?
I actually have. Once, I bought a local political book that I couldn't find anywhere about Alhaji Adedibo, one political strongman in Oyo State that died like many years ago. So I bought that. So I don't know if it's pirated, most likely pirated. But because I love to shop on Amazon, so...
Don't we all? Amazon has all my coins, I swear.
Amazon, so I normally
it's easy
buy,
to get
I
normally books, buy books
on the store. Or I can buy it directly from the author, maybe at an event.
Yeah.
Like they have a stand at the event, at the seminar, conference, and I can buy from those ones or so. But I don't normally buy on the street.
Okay.
Wow. In my head, I'm just checking, like, if I was the owner of a store or a bookshop and you bring in books, would I ask questions before I buy it? Like, take those books to distribute?
Oh, if you're a bookstore owner, obviously you have your own sources, real sources of getting the books, or you deal directly with the authors.
Yeah.
Like, there are some bookstores like Ruvin Heights, fantastic bookstore.
Yeah, they have such a good selection of books. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They buy from me directly at the discount. Okay. So I just tell to them, so you can rest assured that you get some original copies from them.
So as an author that has had his book pirated, you've seen this experience firsthand, not just, what would you want to be implemented? Policies, legislations, practice, or whatever in Nigeria to help curb this?
Yeah. To be honest with you, our problem is not really lawmaking, it's enforcement of laws. Do we really enforce a lot of the laws that we have? Virtually every sector of the economy is covered by one law or the other. Fine, many laws need amendments. All laws always need amendments.
Yeah, continuous.
That forever will continue to amend laws. This amendment, second amendment and all that. So, but apart from even the ones that we have now, how well are we enforcing them? If we're not enforcing them very well, if we keep amending the law and amending the law, we're just
nothing will happen. Yeah.
It's
same
just
thing.
Simply going to be academic.
Just nothing much.
But obviously, that doesn't mean we should stop looking at laws. Yeah. We should start looking at laws on how we can amend it. If you look at the copyright law, Nigerian copyright law, for example, now I think it's about 2004, that's just 17 years ago. We cannot say that a 17-year-old law does not need one form of adjustment or the other. And if you consider that what has happened since then, the rise of digital publishing, internet and all that, applications, e-readers and all those things. So definitely there should be continuous look at this act. So if you look at this act, I read through it. I glanced through it again. I read through it. There was a time there was a bill on the floor of the house about a part of it, so I glanced through it. But before we started recording, I glanced through the law again, and I was trying to see something that was going to catch my attention. And I saw one section that was talking about those that the officers or something that those that are supposed to like enforce, like those that can go into different buildings where they can seize and things like that. Like I don't think the act even specifies those that should make up such inspectors. Are they just ordinary stuff? Do they even have a stake in this publishing? Are they authors? Are they magazine publishers? Do they even know what's at stake? Or they're just anybody that will just stand and just come and tear down some doors and walls and just...
They're not tearing anything down. Anyway, they've got other things to do, I presume,
so,
right now.
Yeah, they probably have other ulterior motives. Yeah. And so, but if it's someone that has a vested interest in this...
Definitely.
His motive is definitely going to be pure.
Definitely.
So these are little things that can be looked at, but despite that, Sha, at the end of the day, we still need to enforce any law that's been made.
We're like, yes, this makes sense.
That moment when they just bombard you, that's like,
you're just like, what? Where do we go from here?
Okay, I didn't see that coming.
Beautiful answer. Beautiful answer.
Beautiful, unexpected, beautiful one.
Okay, so that was a very good answer. So in your opinion, what would you say we could do to limit the amount of piracy that takes place? And also, how would you advise how we can encourage people to buy original copies from authors?
That's very important. Although, one of the reasons why piracy thrives, I mentioned one earlier, which is the distribution network, the vast distribution network. For most authors, they're just gonna have their books in a couple of bookstores that maybe you can order directly online. But these people, pirates, will bring it windows, right? So that's one. The second is price, right? They generally offer a lower price than what the author is gonna offer. But despite that, I continually think about ways I can come up with techniques where people will be discouraged from buying the pirated copies of my book. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, is there a way I can offer like a special bonus for those that buy the original copies?
Okay.
Right. So let's say I'm selling directly from my bookstore, from a couple of other bookstores, and from my own directly from me, can I have like a CD or an added package? So the book is going to be like a package, not just a single book.
Not just
a
book, yeah.
Right? Have a package where, and it's going to be written in the book, or like a scratch card, right? So you scratch on it, you have a unique number that's going to be tied to our system where if you scratch it, you can unlock some special bonuses, some special videos, some special audios. Right, so it's going to be an introduction of the book. Like, okay, there's a special bonus for you. What 150,000 naira? This video about this interview with this Legal Avenue podcast recording.
Woohoo! are coming. Watch out! Watch out!
Where you can go download. Yeah. You scratch this and you go there, or one key that you can only get if you buy the original ones. So even if you bought the pirated one, and you now read the book and you like it, and you see this promise of the beautiful bonus, you can be like, I'm still going to buy the original ones. Yeah. So if there can be an incentive for those that are buying the original ones. For example, if I want to autograph my book, I don't autograph the pirate that
was.
People
course.
Have attended my event. Yes. I'm like, come and sign your book. Come and sign your
book. I think that's a good book. That's that autograph.
And this, I brought it and I saw it like, no, this pirate, I'm not signing it. Like, I already have it. No. It's like I'm encouraging the source where you bought it from. Yeah. I'm not going to sign this. So, look, pirates, I won't lie, one way or the other, their distribution actually has made me more popular. Unfortunately. Right?
Allah is giving the eyes.
But that doesn't mean we should encourage it.
Of course not.
What we should start doing is coming up with, what do they do right?
Yeah.
That the authentic people, the legal people can do as well. Distribution is key.
So put people in traffic with your authentic book. Like, what the heck? How else are you meant to get it to people? It's in bookshops where you buy books. Now we have to have reps on the
distribution
road.
Distribution channels. You know the way Nigeria is structured is a very informal setup. And that's why you have a lot of these new banking operations going, doing mobile agencies, all these companies, all these financial fintech companies.
Yeah.
they are doing volumes. The major banks are actually jealous of the numbers that the people are making, because they are right there in every corner. Then every corner. So how can we tap into this kind of distribution network? If these fintech agents, can we distribute our books to them? Can we do a kind of joint venture with these fintechs or anybody? Even sports betting, an industry that I pioneered. We've got thousands of agents at the company. Can we just not stop at sports betting? Can we use these agencies to do other things? Can we push these books to all the corners? So I think there's a lot of work to be done by publishers and distributors. But unfortunately, most time in Nigeria, we self-publish.
Yeah.
So you're the author, you're writing, you spend a lot of money to put it together. Now you now have to distribute again. Yes, so I understand why it's difficult for the average Joe to do that. But we can't keep making excuses. We all have to come together and say, yes, hey, you know what? Let's compete with these people and bring the quality books to the doorstep of our potential readers.
Okay, this is a bit random, right? But what do you think about audiobooks?
Audiobooks are good as well, but I don't think anybody can pirate it. They can actually. They can share it.
But if it's on, like, for example, if it's on Audible, like Audible or on Amazon or something.
I think they always find a way to get it out.
To be honest, you can't really pirate it unless you host it on another platform. How else will you pirate it? You're going to have it on a WhatsApp chat? Like,
how do you think?
No, they just want to find a way to download it and share and sell.
Even if you cannot download it, have you not seen sell videos? House.
No. Great. Understand what I'm saying. Audio. Mm-hmm. The whole idea of this thing, how it works in traffic, is it's like cash in hand, right? The moment a pirate, piracy, then now they own a platform or something, you can find then who the pirate is and easily shut it down.
There are different kinds of pirates. There's the pirates of those on the streets. There are also online pirates. Don't forget. Everybody that picks your book and to sell.
But they're not. They're not making money from that.
Some of them.
Most of the time, they just send that book out. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
send
which is even worse.
Free, which is worse. But what I'm saying is because they realize it's a harder avenue to get money from. To tell someone to transfer into this account, you can clearly see that it's not.
You probably won't see
in line. You probably won't see
the. Do you know the funny thing?
They sell it.
Jumia was selling pirated copies of my book.
It was a hard copy.
I just mentioned that, like, people will sell on WhatsApp your audio. People will sell on WhatsApp. They will sell on Facebook. And they will
I think it's less audio. You
won't even see it. Then one tip I have for authors is this. While we struggle to find or keep trying to find a solution to all those things, when you put out your book, always put a lot of things that will make people come back to you in your book. Like the adverts of your other books, of your other products, of your podcast, of your email list. Put these things not only in the content, you weave it into the contents of the book, but also some pages at the end advertise your other products. So even though we don't want pirates to spread your book illegally, but if someone still finds a way to spread your book illegally, get something out of it.
That's smart. That's smart. They'll definitely come back.
I'm satisfied, but I must say, guys, you need to definitely read. Have you read it? I gave a copy to Mandy.
Yeah, she did.
I bought it, by the way, guys. This was not a freebie. I paid hard naira for this book, right? How to Sell to Nigerians. You've heard a bit of, like, when Honorable was talking about, like, the bonus and how to sell. If you really want to know how to sell, I literally had a pen and paper, was writing crazy notes, very practical as well, you could implement the next day. So I will commend you on that. The book is extremely practical and doable. You don't have to, like, go and do 100 things before you implement, which is what I liked about it.
To order, they can just go to howtoselltonigerians.ng.
Oh, nice.
Simple.
And I like the name. It's catchy.
How to Sell to Nigerians, right?
Straight to the points. Literally had to write a book about us, how to sell to us.
Yeah.
We can see yourself. Ola, please.
Okay, guys, so thank you for listening to Legal Avenue Podcast. We'd like to say a big thank you to Honorable Akin Alabi for being on this show. We know you're busy, you took time out for us, and we appreciate it. And of course, we have to say a big thank you to every single person that listens to this podcast. Make sure you share, make sure you subscribe, make sure you engage with us online,
Instagram, Legal Avenue Podcast, Twitter, Legal Avenue Pod, and on Facebook, Legal Avenue Podcast. So guys, you already know we cannot leave you without dropping our legal takeaway of the day. And since we're talking about copyright, I just thought I would expand in terms of how long copyright lasts here in Nigeria. And it's kind of similar abroad also. So copyrights in the literary, musical, or artistic works other than photographs last until 70 years after the end of the year in which the author dies. In the case of government or body corporate, 70 years after the end of the year in which the work was first published. So as you can see, guys, you own your copyrights when you are the author, and it does span over a long period of time. Don't play with it, guys. Protect it, register it, just to give it that extra, you know, ease in terms of enforcing it, and just know that you are actually holding on to something that could be worth a lot. So don't sleep on it.
Disclaimer, nothing discussed here, nothing we will discuss here should constitute legal advice, people. This is strictly for what educational purposes and entertainment. Our views are our own, and you know what to do at the end of the day?
Make sure you pay your lawyers.
We deserve it, people. So till next time, thanks so much for sharing our content. All of you are the MVPs. Like, keep sharing it, keep telling your folks about it, and we love you. Yeah, last year I love you guys.
She says I love you. It's
we love you.